Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, August 4th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate thrilled its readers with a highlight from their visit to Turner's Hall Woods. Located in the eastern parish of St. Andrew, lies the last of the original forest which once covered the island. It boasts of many plants endemic to Barbados, including the macaw palm, with its trunk covered in thick, long spines. When the Advocate reporter made his way to the woods the day before, on August 3, 1950, it was the sight of these trees over 45 acres which welcomed and intrigued him. The sounds of nature, whistling birds and soft blowing wind, hugged his ears with a sense of calmness. This was soon interrupted, however, when out of nowhere could be heard the sounds of sharp, vicious growling. It was then he witnessed a sight he had not expected, two dogs chasing a group of monkeys. As is known, the green monkey is a particular treasure to Barbados, and can be seen scampering through the thickets in the countryside or occasionally stealing some fruit from someone's backyard. The monkeys described by this Advocate reporter, on the other hand, did not quite resemble the green-coated monkey familiar to many today. These were regarded as grey and white, and to the astonishment of the onlooker, they would attempt to come down out of the trees only to scamper right back up out of the reach of the barking dogs. The villagers in the area explained that this back and forth was quite common, and unfortunately some of the younger monkeys were often captured and killed by the dogs. Yet, the dogs would never eat them. A wasted game of cat and mouse, one might say. Perhaps this is why the mother monkeys kept their babies on a short leash, clinging close to their breasts as they swung from tree to tree. The Turner's Hall rivalry was evident, with the villagers further revealing that the older monkeys were never caught, but often retaliated, managing to maul and severely injure the dogs. This had not been the first time that dogs and monkeys in Barbados had come to blows, with the agricultural reporter documenting the brutal fight between Jacko the monkey and Joe the bulldog in 1872. In that instance, the bulldog had come out the victor. However, it was unclear who was victorious this time, when the Barbados Advocate told the tale of all the monkeying around that occurred in Turner's Hall Woods on this day, August 4th, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.